From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an attack in Mogadishu. Witnesses in Somalia's capital say at least 10 people were killed, more than 15 wounded, when militants attacked a hotel Wednesday. The assault on Mogadishu's Ambassador Hotel came hours after Somali officials said a top commander of militant group Al-Shabaab was killed in a late-night military operation. Fighting rages for the control of the Iraqi city of Fallujah. Islamic State militants seized the city more than 2 years ago, and now Iraqi forces are trying to take it back. Some 20,000 children are believed to be trapped in Fallujah. The UN Children's Fund says very few families have been able to leave. There are fears that the thousands of civilians remaining could be used as human shields by IS. Those who have managed to escape describe deteriorating situation where food and medicines are in short supply and the water unsafe for drinking. Syrian Democratic Forces, a Kurdish-led alliance working alongside over 200 American Special Forces troops, have taken control of 9 villages near the Turkish border in Syria since Tuesday. They are advancing toward the Islamic State-controlled town of Manbij. The U.S. has carried out airstrikes in the area in the past 24 hours, which the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says have killed 15 civilians. Suspected arsonists burned down a new refugee center in Austria near the German and Czech borders. The Red Cross said 48 asylum seekers had been expected to move into the residential city center in 2 weeks. Authorities said the building in Altenfelden in northern Australia was deliberately set on fire. This is VOA News. Switzerland has inaugurated the Gotthard Base Tunnel, the world's longest and deepest rail tunnel, running more than 57 kilometers beneath the Alps. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President François Hollande, and Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi joined Swiss leaders in an opening celebration for the tunnel project, which began 17 years ago. It will become fully operational in December. About half of France's train traffic was halted Wednesday as rail workers went on strike to protest their working conditions and propose changes to French labor rules. According to the National Society of French Railways, about 40% of France's high-speed trains and more than half of regional trains were canceled. Turkey is warning of serious consequences if the German parliament passes a motion accusing Turkey's then-Ottoman rulers of genocide against its Armenian minority. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim Wednesday condemned a potential German parliament vote on a motion that accuses Turkey's Ottoman rulers of genocide against its Armenian minority in 1915. He says this vote is very absurd and that there is no truth to it. It's one of the ordinary events that could be lived in any country in 1915 under the conditions of the First World War. He said if the vote passes, of course Turkey's relations with Germany will be harmed. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Egyptian aviation officials said Wednesday a French ship picked up signals likely emitted from the black boxes of the Egyptair jet that crashed into the Mediterranean last month. The civil aviation ministry said a French Navy surveillance vessel picked up the signals from the seabed. 2 people were shot and killed at the University of California, Los Angeles Wednesday, prompting authorities to temporarily lock down the campus. Los Angeles Police Department Chief Charlie Beck says the shooting was a murder-suicide. He described both victims as male adults. The United States is taking action to block North Korea's access to global financial systems. It's an effort to prevent, aimed at preventing money laundering, the Treasury Department said Wednesday, designated North Korea as a primary money laundering concern. Health officials in New Jersey said a baby girl born on Tuesday to a mother who was infected with a Zika virus has severe microcephaly. A New Jersey doctor from the Hackensack University Medical Center said a 31-year-old woman visiting the U.S. from Honduras was infected with the virus after being bitten by a mosquito early in her pregnancy. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.